only 6 more episodes till Radio Free Cybertron number 500. This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Brian, and you're listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Wait, no, that's how I sound on my other podcast. Hey, this is Radio Free Cybertron. I am Brian Kilby. It's episode 494, and with me this week, I have Chris. Chris, how's it going?
Hi.
Matt. I love your house, Matt.
Thanks.
But you're changing locations, though, you said, or something, right?
Well, I'm going to have the basement finished. It's gonna be a while.
Okay. Diecast?
Hello.
So, realistically, since your video, people watching video, and Matt's are side by side, it almost looks like you're in one continuous room.
Yeah, I can see that.
Look at the door designs, too.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I noticed that last
Matt,
week.
Why did you move in with Diecast? I can't imagine that being an appealing choice.
Life wasn't painful enough before, so.
Yay, my 3D print's done. It only took 18 hours. It finished actually 5 minutes into normal show time. John is here.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, John.
If half your face was scarred in a horrible courtroom accident or during a fight with gangsters, would your version, your equivalent of Two-Face, be this personality and Happy Day Brian would be your Big Bad Harv? Because that's a terrible Two-Face combination.
That'd be great. That would be great.
So would that be like your Two-Face would be Happy Day Brian all the time?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's
Big Bad Harv.
That's how Two-Face works. He's Big Bad Harv all the time. So,
yes.
And so last night, I occasionally do a podcast that nobody listens to. that takes place in my hometown that I grew up in and lived there for 36 years. And I worked, my first job was in radio, and I did it for like 18 years. I had to listen to all these terrible local radio stations. So the podcast is like 3 minute chunks of what those radio programs sounded like. So, man, I would probably kill myself if I was that person all the time.
It's a cry for help, honestly.
It really is. But last night I did the election coverage for the hometown in that. I did it for 40 straight minutes. It's the longest that I've spoken like that continuously ever.
That must have been difficult.
No,
actually, I just want to see
it was really easy.
I want to see you in black and white overalls.
Yes.
That are split down the middle in inverted colors on the left and the right. That's what I want.
I think
Halloween next year.
Okay, so separate idea, though. I think, like, for a subsequent video, Happy Day in Wilkes, you need to do it in black and white and make it look like the Andy Griffith Show.
I like that idea.
Because there's something that seems kind of appropriate about that.
I can do that.
Yeah, that'd be really easy to do, actually.
So, and it's Andy Griffith takes place in Mayberry, which is a fictional town based on a town called Mount Airy, which is 30 minutes from where I grew up in that town. So it's really
fitting. Right, it kind of fits.
Yeah.
Also, Don's here.
Don's here. And Don actually only lived about 40 minutes from Mount Airy, right? Something like that?
Originally, yes.
Yeah.
As long as it's not Mayberry RFD, please.
Yes. Yes.
Nobody likes to remember that, Don.
No.
Or Gomer Pyle.
Gomer Pyle was good.
Yeah, Gomer Pyle was good, says the Southerners. And you're a Southerner now in the room. Yeah. And I enjoyed
Gomer Pyle when I lived around Chicago. So, like, I think it just transcends borders.
Okay. Good to know. Let's see here. So, this past weekend, we had our Extra Life live stream. It was a gaming marathon. I streamed about 9 hours, something like that, of video game content. Our buddy Jason Kirk.
And almost two of that was good.
The Star Trek game with you?
I was thinking Broforce and...
Oh, yes, Broforce. That was a lot of fun.
Probably at least one other thing.
That was a lot of fun. But thanks to Jason Kirk for joining us. I really enjoyed this. I want to do it again next year. Next year, it would be awesome if you guys could have some games that you might want to stream, now that we have a better idea of how this goes. But my buddy Mike, who is really the one that got me into this, he streamed for 26 straight hours. 26 straight hours. And he goes all out. He his wife like will paint his face, and like there's certain, like if you give a certain amount of a certain donation, you can request that his face is painted in a certain way. And it was awesome. So I really enjoy it. So definitely if you want to participate or you know, watch whatever next year, tune in. It's like the first week of November.
Okay, so next year, like, would it be possible to send them a picture of, like, your face and request that his face get painted to look like yours?
Yeah, Liz would do that.
Yeah. Hey, that, Brian, you know,
something like that might be worth doing.
Yeah. And next year, you know, by that point, we should be able to find an NES Classic on the shelf.
Maybe.
And then we could stream some of the stuff from the NES Classic.
Man, I hope to get one of those here in a couple of days when it comes out. I'm really going to go try to find that. I don't know that it ever actually went up for pre-order anywhere. So
I never ever,
not that I've seen yet.
I've stopped by my local GameStop. I about said Electronics Boutique. I'm sorry. I stopped by my GameStop. And
that's reaching back, Don.
Yeah. Well, hey, remember, I worked for K&K Toys before they were bought by KB. So, yeah. But they weren't even taking pre-orders as of a week and a half ago.
Is that where the K&KB came from?
No. KB Toys, I think, actually already existed. And they just bought K&K Toys. It was a smaller chain, but they were in a lot more malls in this region at the time.
Okay. Cool. Okay, I was trying to find my little pry tool to pry the 3D print off because somebody in the chat was curious what I printed. It was a dock for my Google Pixel XL. So for a charging station.
How are you liking that Pixel?
It's great. It's a great phone. I don't love it, but it's the best phone I've ever had. But there's like nothing about it that says it's
going to burst into flames.
Oh, man,
that's a good selling point these days, you know.
Yeah, not bursting into flames is huge. So thank you, though, to everybody. $1,531 were raised for Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. Thank you for helping save kids' lives from cancer and other terrible things. So now that Extra Life is over, I feel that we can throw our weight now totally behind our Operation Combination, which is our sequel to Operation Beehive, which was when we were attempting to, of course, clear off the shelves of all the shelf warmers and put those toys in the hands of kids who want toys so that we can buy other toys.
I need to amend the description of this, though, because like, there's not a lot of Combiner Wars toys left out there, but there is like
Walmart.
$10 Titans Return Deluxes.
My Walmart doesn't have Titans Return yet.
Yeah. And also,
that's a couple.
And also, even though there's not a lot in as far as Combiner Wars in the stores, if you look at your Marshalls, your TJ Maxxes, and your Rosses, there's a lot of the Voyagers out there for a very good price, $12.99 to $14.99, depending on the store.
And when exactly. when you're buying toys, remember little girls like toys too.
Exactly.
So, definitely. Even it up a little bit.
Doesn't have to be Transformers. It's all to better the lives of kids. So yes. So I was at you're probably familiar with it, many of you are, the gas station Quick Trip, which is a chain. And the one that I was at had a Toys for Tots drop-off location. And I've seen a few other locations throughout town that accept toys around the holidays. But it doesn't have to be Toys for Tots. It could be Ronald McDonald House, local children's home, or foster care. There are plenty of options available. But what we would like for you to do is to go buy the toys, whatever it is, Transformers, Combiner Wars, Titans Return, Littlest Pet Shop, whatever it is, and just tweet a photo, hashtag one word, Operation Combination, and that's just to let other folks know that you did it, and we'll retweet those as they come in, and I think it's just a fun and great thing to do, so help out, hashtag Operation Combination. Oh, and speaking of toys, we had our brainstorm contest. Basically, we had people like us on Twitter. Or it's like, right? Is it like or follow? It's follow. Follow on Twitter and retweet out the image of brainstorm. And we said we would give away the brainstorm. And I'm just not going to do it. I'm keeping it myself. No, not keeping it. Our winner of brainstorm is Stephanie Higgs. aka at Rising Gundam on Twitter.
Best Gundam ever. One of the best Gundams ever. Yes.
Congratulations, Stephanie.
Yeah. So I will. If you are not, you're not watching this now, you can direct message the at TF Radio account, or I will direct message you, and I'll get your address and we'll send it out. So moving along, did anybody get anything this week? I think Matt did.
Yeah, I got a bunch of stuff actually. So. Thanks to Diecast, he threw a couple things in his one of his Chinese orders for me. I got a couple of gnaws.
I got one gnaw.
Until all my retail ones come in to join them.
All 11 of them.
Yes. And that's just for starters.
Well, now, Matt, are you gonna be like Rick Alvarez on TFYLP? Because he's getting
I'm not going for 100.
Okay, because
I'm thinking
because Rick is troop building 100 scourges, 100 U.S. scourges to be his sweeps, and he's going to use the Japanese scourge as his scourge. So
where would you even put all of them?
I don't know. Rick's insane.
We love you, Rick.
Yeah, these are smaller. Yeah. Easier to find room, and I'm going to stop at about 20. Anyway,
I'd like to have some.
So he says,
just get a 15-gallon aquarium and just put them in there. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be a cool display, though.
Uh huh.
So I also got Masterpiece Thrust, which I know you guys aren't excited about, but I'm happy.
Oh, he looks good. It's just the face is so wrong to me.
Yeah, it's the little details.
The resolution on my camera sucks. It actually looks a lot better in person. It looks better than Ramjet because of the different color of the paint. It's much better. They did remold his null rays, so now they like fold in half. Ramjet didn't do that.
Is that good or bad, though?
Well, now... Well,
Ramjet, I haven't played around with it too much yet.
Ramjet had the bigger guns anyway, didn't he? Or was that Dirge that had the larger arm cannons?
Was there a difference? I don't remember.
Yeah.
Didn't they all have different styled ones from each other?
I think Ramjet came with like larger ones and Thrust came with both options.
Okay.
I can't remember. I never had the originals. I also got Unite Warriors Lynx Master. I've got him broken down into his little individual parts right now.
Oh, nice.
Because I know there's people out there that would mug you for that ratchet.
Wheeljack looks way better.
Well,
hey, it actually has paint now.
With some paint, yeah. And, yes, I've already had an offer from JT Hogg to buy with a ratchet. I think he wants a ringside medic for when he squashes Diecast. I think that's what that's all about.
Well, I said when JT Dog said that, I was like, he's going to need a medic.
Remove you from him.
Skylynx is not that much different from the Hasbro version. I think the reds and the blues might be like a little more vibrant, but not super noticeable.
How's the QC? Like the parts fit and stuff.
On this whole set, the QC is really nice.
Oh, good.
Like everything is nice and tight. The only thing is Skylynx's tail fins get kind of floppy.
I don't see this on Amazon.co.jp yet. Is this the Takaratomi Mall exclusive?
It's an EX.
Ah, dang it.
A rare foray into the third-party realm for me. I got DX9 Hulky.
So how's that?
I really, really like it. Couple little nitpicks, like when you put the... I'm having trouble remembering what their names are, but the Not Hook and Long Haul together is a pain. Oh my god, is it a pain to get him connected right in the center. But whenever you get him on there, I mean, he holds together really nice. He's all kinds of articulated.
How much was it?
120, I think.
Okay, so what motivated you to go ahead and pick that up?
They're coming out with the Voyager broadside for me to drop on him.
Oh.
See, now, that for 120, that'd be a little bit hard. Yeah, for 120, it's a little bit hard for me to justify for that purpose. But, like, if that went on sale at some point, I'd probably do the exact same thing.
Yes, but there's something wrong with me, so.
Oh, I'm well aware.
But, yeah, I am really, really pleasantly surprised with the quality of these things. The DX9, the Warren Pocket series. This is not going to be my last purchase.
He's about the same size as the G1 toy, a little smaller, looks like.
Yeah, he's pretty much on par with the G1 toy. He's about almost the same size as Masterpiece Thrust.
Okay.
Oh, going to Masterpiece Thrust again for a second. The wings stuck on the legs. How do they do, like, with the leg articulation? How does that all get along together?
Oh, fine. I mean, you get full bend.
Mm-hmm.
They're just huge. So finding a place to put is a chore.
But you haven't found, like, they're interfering in any particular degree when you're trying to pose it?
Well, I mean, you can't really splay his legs out to the side anyway because these little hip panels always block that.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't found any range of motion that he can't reach that any of the other Seekers can. I think he's actually better than Ramjet.
Oh, cool. That was kind of the big worry with Thrust when we saw those leg wings. But I'm glad to see that doesn't actually seem to have hurt it.
Nope.
Overall.
I mean, this has always been a super, super flimsy mold, and this one's no different. I'll tell you that right now. But one more Seeker. I've got to buy one more Seeker.
I'm done. I'm done with the Seekers.
And I got Power Rangers in space. So.
Chris, you got Nol?
Yeah, I like it.
Nice. Don, what were you about to say?
Oh, unless Diecast wanted to go first, I was going to at least tell what I got since I'm not on video.
Go ahead.
Okay, I picked up Optimus Primal thanks to Brian Kilby and thanks to Amazon Japan for now selling to us in the United States. I was able to pick him up for a few dollars less than some of the U.S. based retailers. I haven't had a chance to open him yet.
I have.
And I'm looking forward to that tomorrow. And I also picked up a recent third-party acquisition. It's the unlicensed version of the EVA Optimus Prime. I have absolutely...
The bootleg version, you mean?
Yeah, well, the unlicensed. That's why I said unlicensed.
Knockoff.
Yeah. I have absolutely no love of EVA because my first exposure to it was the final episode of the series. Which was not a good thing, but I love the colors. It's a G2 Optimus is basically what he's going to be on my shelf because these are such different colors for Optimus Prime, but I love them on that MP10 mold. So I'm really happy with that. So that's what I got this week.
I'll just jump in real quick. I also got Masterpiece Optimus Primal, and I'll be completely honest with you. I was really distracted doing like five other things when I got it, and like right now, especially because I'm at lack of sleep, I'm looking at it, and like my heart's melting. I actually do kind of love it. I didn't really get the warm fuzzies from it before, but looking at it with fresh eyes, it is pretty nice. It's not my favorite Masterpiece. Like somebody, John.
Yeah, saving it for the mini cast,
which we're doing.
Got
Monday.
A bag of opinions. Most of them are good.
Yeah. It's very nice. Plus, I also got that knockoff oversized Power Glide. Finally, it was shipped, and I paid for it and shipped it for like $6, something ridiculous like that. So phenomenal.
You like it?
Yeah. It's not official quality. It's really close, but it's very close. But there are some irregularities when it comes to the mold or just the plastic quality. But overall, it's really, really good.
If you ever notice like a Viper version of that come out, you need to let me and Matt know about that so we can buy all of them.
No, yes. I'll buy them all myself. Then I'll show you the picture. Diecast?
Oh, I got my Jackalman.
The hell is that?
Thundercats.
Thundercats.
If it's not Snarfer, I don't know what it is.
I had to dot, you know. And then I also got a Computron from tfradio.net/Amazon.
Slash Computron specifically for that one.
Yeah. And I got it yesterday. I ordered it in the morning. Came next that night, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
But yeah, and now it's cheaper because
I think at this point, if you email Amazon customer service, you can get the price adjusted.
Yeah, just say, hey, fix the price for me. Don't say price match. Just say price match. Just say fix the price.
Yeah, sometimes they do and sometimes they don't.
They've always
done it for me. It's worth a try, though.
Especially, like, I did it, like, 2 weeks. I got the key, this keyboard here that I'm showing you right here. I think I spent, like, $90 on it. 2 weeks later, it was, like, $65. So,
and considering this is, like, you know, the next day.
Yeah.
It should be an obvious thing that you can just email them and say, hey, I bought this yesterday. The price dropped today. Can you fix this for me?
Yeah, but like 2 weeks later, I'm like, hey, can you fix that? And they credited me immediately. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. Love you, Amazon.
They always give me a hard time.
Hey, it's worth – I mean, even so, it's worth trying for.
Just tell them who you are. I was like, do you know who I am?
Perhaps you've heard of him.
Anything else? Okay, let's.
I'm diecast. I asked John Warden to hold a submarine upside down.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah.
Transfanatic said in Twitter, thanks.
Yeah, I saw it.
Peace machine.
Yeah, I like that. I think I retweeted it.
Oh, I was going to say, before we move on, this Sunday, if you want to see me, diecast, I'll be at NJCC, and I will have a table and a bunch of stuff for sale. Marvel Legends.
Oh, cool.
Stuff and there's going to be I have those power glides for sale that Brian was just talking about, the oversized power glides. I'll have
I shouldn't have mentioned the price then.
I'll have some of them and
that was the wholesale price. You gotta know a guy to get that price.
You gotta know some people who know some people. And what else do I have that's of interest? I have some.
How much are autographs? How much are you charging for autographs?
Autographs are free with purchase.
Okay.
Any purchase.
And so, anyway, yeah. The power glide thing is fair considering what Diecast did to Don a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it also did take me like 2 months to get it. So. Yeah, you're getting that immediately.
I actually get in hand that same day.
Yeah.
And what else do I have that's interesting? There'll be a ton of stuff there. I'm going to have a ton of Transformers stuff.
Good. That's awesome. Okay, New Jersey Comic Con, NJCC.
New Jersey Collectors Con.
Collectors Con, okay. Take pictures. People love seeing pictures of us doing stuff. I'm going to start taking pictures of me, like, making dinner or, like, sleeping. I'm going to have, like, my phone time-lapsed.
I think we should revive the watchmycatshit.com idea.
It was watchmycatpoop, I think.
Yeah.
I don't remember. We were PG a lot show. More flexible back then. But instead of that, it's watchkilbychangethelitterbox.com.
Yes.
It's just a webcam on the litter box. You know, twice a day they can watch you scoop it.
Which is basically what it was before, except you got the cat. You got to see the cats go too. So,
I mean, you still will, but yeah. We're rebranding it.
But
we're making it more positive.
I already need another webcam. Now you're saying I got to buy two webcams.
Yes.
Yes.
And possibly a new car.
I can just get a drop cam or something.
Not until Hasbro Con.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Only if he was coming this way first.
I'm not buying a new car anytime soon. Even though
that's what you said the last time.
Even though I have like 145,000 miles on that car now. Okay.
That's not that much if you keep it maintained.
Yeah, considering I've had it for 4 years, 4.5 years.
Okay, maybe that's kind of a lot, but still, I mean.
Yeah. Okay, so This Week in History. Don, this one's for you. The last episode of The Rebirth premiered in the U.S.
Yes.
How old were you when that came out, Don?
That was 1987, so I was 16 or 17, depending on when it fell.
Okay.
As far as the year date, but yeah,
it was this date. It was this date.
This day in history. So.
This week. Yeah.
It was in November at any rate.
Yes. So I would have been 17 years old.
Okay. 17. Cool.
And yeah, it's definitely, it was kind of an end of an era, but we didn't know that at the time. But
you know,
yeah.
I don't know that at 17, having never watched The Rebirth, that I would have liked it.
Well, it was Headmasters, and I was, you know, big, you know, Headmasters. That was my favorite 4-part miniseries from Marvel. I had all the toys. I bought the only Fortress Maximus I had seen at Toys R Us. Literally, I drove 20 miles to the house to get my Fortress Maximus jar of money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So
did you have a label on the jar that said Fortress Maximus?
I hope he did.
No, it was just a ball jar full of change, a few dollar bills. I borrowed the last 20 from my mom that I needed, drove back 20 miles, and bought the only one I ever saw at retail.
You bought it with a jar of change.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
So how did the cashier feel about that, Don?
Well, I counted it out for her before I gave it to her.
How'd the cashier feel about that, Don?
I was at Toys R Us customer service desk, and I was stood off to one side, and I had it down between my legs, and nobody would steal it from me. And I counted all the money and made little piles, and I gave it to her, you know, $1, $2 at a time. And eventually I was at $105, and I got it.
Which is what we can get Fortress Maximus for today. Okay, so.
But I think mine was a better toy.
Shut up, Don. So
I would tend to. Yeah,
I agree. I agree.
But now, what I was originally going to ask you, Don, is if you told your mom that you needed the $20 to go score some drugs because you didn't want her to know you were buying toys. But that taking the jar of change to the store totally blew that away.
Oh, no. She knew I was. Cause see, the Christmas the following year in 86, they got me Scorponok for Christmas. So it was Scorponok, and they got me Jetfire, but I took Jetfire back and swapped it out for the Aerobot gift set.
Oh man, Jetfire's a better toy.
I wanted the combiners. But yeah, so I was saving up from January to that whenever I got Fortress Maximus to save up for him.
Yeah, sweet. Okay. But yeah, also this week in history in 1991, the Victory episode, Farewell Optimus Prime, premieres in Malaysia, and of course that's the Malaysian name. I don't even remember this episode, honestly.
Yeah. Well, it's the one where after battling Overlord, Prime gets pretty much just, you know, super dead.
So it's
the one where they turn him off and turn him into a cat, then, isn't it?
And turn him into a Yeah. I don't have a firm recollection of much of anything that happened in Victory.
I've never watched Victory, so...
I have. It's just, I've watched Master Force a couple times, watched Headmasters 3 or 4 times, but I've watched Victory once, but I just don't have a firm grasp on any specific thing that happens in it. I watched it once, and I'm like, this sucks. Believe it or not, though, I don't know that I've watched the dub of it. I've only watched it subbed. So that's a gap in my knowledge. I have to watch the dub. Because the dub is awesome.
Theoretically.
But I don't think I've ever watched Master Force. I don't think I've ever watched it subbed. Maybe once. I tried
Master
to watch
Force
it.
Master Force is okay to watch subbed.
Yeah, I love the dub.
I know.
I love it. Okay, let's see here. Megatron, Masterpiece Megatron, in the news. He is up for pre-order, and he's about $230.
Holy crap!
I don't know that I'm that upset now about getting Despotron.
Yeah, Despotron was $146.99,
yeah.
And you're looking at two, and it's got to be similar size to
yeah. This is flipped. Remember how it used to be master third party stuff, always way more expensive. It's going the other way now, and that's weird.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it does come with accessories that are nice
and electronics, I think.
But Oh, that's
rough. That's rough.
Yeah.
I have not had a concrete report on the yen price for it yet. One source is saying 23,000 yen, but I have not been able to corroborate that independently.
What does that convert to?
Well, currently about less than $230.
Dang. Okay.
Not much though.
Yeah. So I got maybe
200, maybe 180 at best.
Yeah. So I think in this case, normally, when an official one is announced, you start seeing the prices drop on the unofficial third party stuff. I don't see that happening this time.
Yeah, I don't think they have to worry right now.
I've still got a Polyon and Megatron. Megatron is not a must have the best character for me because he's going to stand there and be menacing on the shelf. But I will be honest, at that price, Despotron is looking pretty good if I ever choose to get a replacement.
Yeah, so ignore most of what I said last week or the week before. Or just ignore
the same thing. I'm still all about the official one.
I'm not super excited about buying it. I will, just not immediately.
Yeah, that's just, you know. Now we might want to mention, Brian, is now that we can't buy direct from Amazon Japan.
It's not up yet. I checked.
You cannot buy this from Amazon Japan because the ones on Amazon Japan will not have a safety plug in the barrel.
Yeah.
It will be illegal to import that one. The U.S. retailers that are getting it are having the modifications made to it so it can be legally imported. Now, that all depends on it getting stopped at customs and inspected. You know, you could order one theoretically from Amazon Japan if they will send it to the U.S. They may not because of the legality of it.
Modification.
If it doesn't get stopped and gets through.
That orange plug is so easy to remove.
Yes, and, like, it just has to be there. I don't think there is a specific requirement for how it's adhered or anything
like that. Like, Takara should just do that and just insert it in anyway. I mean, I think it would simplify things for everybody. Hasbro may not like it because it would mean that Takara is trying to sell directly to the... Obviously, it means they would be trying to sell to us, but
I don't think that's a bad thing because Hasbro would never sell this in the States.
Yeah,
I tend to agree.
But with that being said, it would also be overtures of them trying to sell to us, which would probably be against their agreement somehow.
I think in this case, well, A, it would probably end up being Hasbro Asia distributing that more. Like, the way the stuff works, because Hasbro Asia distributes Takara Package Masterpieces in Southeast Asia.
Mm-hmm.
So there's already some overlap there in how that works. But if it's just a thing that Hasbro would already know, they would never, could never sell in the U.S. So that's the one and only thing Takara acts like they're trying to market beyond their borders for. I don't think that would turn into a problem. If it expanded beyond that into
It would have to be a formal agreement, but I don't think Hasbro Asia would do it because the headlines would be Hasbro sells realistic toy gun in the U.S.
Pretty much,
And, I mean, even though it's Hasbro Asia, the headline would be Hasbro.
That in itself could be problematic for the Asian distribution of this.
Yeah.
That's going to be something to watch and see how it plays out, especially given, if I remember right, after all the stuff started with Masterpiece Exhaust, Hasbro Asia canceled their plans to distribute that to their territories.
Yeah. I mean, I like the way the Megatron looks. It's just, you know, Ironhide caught us all off guard being around, $85 to $99, give or take.
And then there's Inferno.
And then there's Inferno and Grapple. And then you gave this Megatron, it's like, I can understand the Megatron if it's got electronics and the size and everything and the amount of plastic. I can kind of understand that. But this trend of these prices are going up they're pricing that out of a lot of people's reach. And they're going to get Despotron because Despotron is a great looking figure for $70, $80 less, give or take. I mean, hell, I bought Hellfire and Wrestle as my make toy stand-ins, and I got those for $80 to $85 a piece with free shipping. So basically, it was almost buy one get one free kind of when you compare to what you'd be paying for Inferno and Grapple.
yeah, there's definitely a price climb on the official masterpieces right now, which is weird considering that the third party ones are staying at kind of a stable point.
This isn't a price climb. This is a price jump.
Now this is a price jump using power boots.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
It's interesting. Okay, so next item, Transformers The Last Night, Voyager Optimus Prime makes official debut on Chinese TV. What's like John Warden doing on Chinese TV?
Representatives from whatever show this is came to Hasbro headquarters in Pawtucket and recorded the feature there.
Gotcha, okay. But there it is.
Yeah.
It's real. And there's that sheet that we've seen that somebody leaked.
This certainly looks better than the hand-painted sample we saw the leaked picture of after the color guide came out.
Yeah.
Like, this being in, like, finished plastic colors actually looks a fair bit nicer.
Let me pull up the finished version.
Yeah. But I'll be honest, it doesn't look a whole lot different than what we got for AOE Prime. Because I've got three versions of that mold.
It kind of is because this is more based on the finalized Knight Armor Optimus, where the toys we got in Age of Extinction were based on an earlier concept art that eventually got changed before the movie was finished. So there is differences. It is subtle, of course, like any variations between two movie designs between movies. So you're not completely wrong, but it is specifically a distinct design from the Age of Extinction ones.
I muted myself.
Yeah.
Just to be a little pedantic.
Okay, next item. I haven't looked at these yet, so let's see how this goes. Guido Gaudi. I've always said Gaudi, but I'm probably saying
Guidi.
Guidi? Okay, so like as long as he's been on All Toys Transformers and everything, I've said that wrong. Which is like 20 years.
Yeah.
He has a new I used to call it Zobover.
How can you say Guido right and Guidi wrong? There's one letter difference.
I don't know. It's just one of the here's the thing. So I know he's an artist and everything, but I still think of him as a guy on All Toys Transformers from 20 years ago. And I pronounced things differently 20 years ago. So just my brain still – oh, wow, these look great. They're Marvel-style prints. Oh, my gosh, that Optimus is awesome.
The Megatron's really cool, too.
I know some people look at this and say that looks like crap. You're wrong. That's awesome. Oh, my God, Megatron's phenomenal.
The only one I don't really like is Bumblebee, and it's just because it is so accurate to Marvel, where it's all just the one color, basically.
Looks great.
The Optimus, the Starscream, the Megatron, they all look fantastic. Now, supposedly, the company that commissioned these is the same one that put, like, the Marvel Comics kind of art print in, like, Marshalls and stuff. So these ought to be reasonably easy to find and probably not very expensive. So have these in your home. I probably will.
Yes, I'm getting these. These will be on my wall in here. Okay, so let's see. Yeah, what else we got going on? Prime One Studios, G1 Megatron statue, new stock photos.
That sure is a statue of a redesigned Megatron.
That's hideous. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, they should just base it on Megatron's appearance in the super popular Combiner Wars animated series.
So what is this? So what is this for? I mean, what is
about $1,000?
What? No. What's the design based on specifically? It's like it reimagined you and Megatron.
Yeah.
It's somebody who wants to charge a lot of money for a statue deciding what they think your statue of Megatron should look like.
It's an artist's impression of Megatron, yes.
I mean,
like, basically, I think Megatron mugged somebody and they went to the police station and gave a description to a composite artist, and this is pretty much what came out.
Okay, so let me take it back. It's not hideous. It's just not.
It's not hideous. It's just out of style for what it's trying to be.
If this were a vinyl model and it was $50, I'd be all about that. But I can't spend $1,000 or whatever this is on a statue of somebody's interpretation of what Megatron should look like. I don't get that.
If this was a leader class toy that transformed into a tank or a jet or something and the robot mode was styled like this,
I'd be fine.
I'd be really into it because it is cool looking as a Megatron. And I understand not wanting to make a Megatron statue, especially for $1,000, that's very accurate to the cartoon because that's a boring, boring design.
Yeah.
When you get right down to it. That's the problem Hard Hero had. You remember those Hard Hero G1 statues that were just basically stacks of boxes?
Yeah.
The G1 cartoon doesn't lend itself to a high detail format like an expensive statue. At the same time, this probably departs a little bit too far from the source material.
Like, if the internet wasn't around and people didn't know anything about like any of the third party stuff, I would probably take Despotron and I would like glue the joints together and like glue it down to a, like a board, and I would sell that as a statue. That's what I would do. We have in-hand photos of Double Cross.
Twinferno.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Twinferno. We have in-hand...
He looks good.
Uh-huh. And it actually has an internal driver compartment. That's a new thing we've learned. These photos show it for the first time. Previously, we'd only seen the Titan Master riding along on the gun pegged in on the dragon's back, so it kind of looked like there might not have been a cockpit for it, but there is a little space that it can sit inside the body. And yeah, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, I really
the whole
like it.
The whole wave besides Breakaway is actually looking really nice.
Yeah. Are we?
Speaking of looking nice, you might as well just jump to the next one.
I was going to say, I want a Repugnus.
Isn't that going to be the Titan Master?
I want, like, a real Repugnus.
Well, I mean, that's real that it's a physical thing that you will be able to buy and have and, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. You want a deluxe Repugnus.
Yes. Okay, speaking of really nice.
I wouldn't rule out the Voyager Repugnus.
Ooh, what to go with this. A kickback. Looks great. We finally get it.
It has a spot for a little headmaster. Or Titan Master.
Yeah, or Diaclone Driver. I really, really love this. I really do.
You know, I remember when we got the press kit photos of Kickback, it did not look good at all in those renders. And every photo of the actual toy that has come out since looks so, so much better. And I can't believe those press photos were the way they were. It was so unflattering.
This is exactly what I would want out of a kickback.
Yeah, I would be very happy to get this.
I heart this.
I will be happy to finally complete the set of three Insecticons after like 3 years.
Which we started in 2013.
Gosh, this is great.
Maybe it was 2014.
I don't even remember. It's been a while.
It has been a while. That's kind of the point. It was 2014 because 2013 was just the Legends series in 2013 was just big size characters as Legends. It wasn't until the next year they started doing smaller characters as Legends, which actually makes sense.
So next item, this works really well with Operation Combination, Titans Return,
yes.
Holiday price drops in the U.S. Deluxes at both Walmart and Target have reportedly been reduced to about $10.
And Wave 2 stuff is showing up also, so you've got a fair bit to choose from,
yes,
potentially.
I have seen Wave 2 Deluxes for $10 in my local Walmart.
That's awesome. Yeah.
It also, that's pretty cool. I've seen Walmart, but my local Walmart... They had Wave 1 on the shelf, and I'm like, oh, they only have a couple. They'll be gone soon. I was right. Went in. They're completely gone, but they haven't restocked. So.
See, that's a tricky thing because, like, the production of the first two waves of Titans Return apparently didn't quite meet the overall demand, so...
Okay.
Basically, if you're not seeing restocks of the stuff, there probably is not any available in the distribution chain for that region, and they'll probably go to Wave 3 next, whenever that stuff actually gets far enough along.
Which should not be too far from now.
Yeah, hopefully while the stuff is still $10.
That'd be nice.
Now, one thing, Brian, I didn't get a chance to comment on the last time, on the Legends class figures. It would be nice if Hasbro would re-release Gears in that Legends class, because the Gears was... so hard to find for so many people. So, I mean, you know, it would still fit in with the with that same size class. So
except
it'd be nice.
Except Titan Master can't ride on it.
Well,
bolt some pegs on.
No, you just re-release it with the little Target Master partner thing and call that the Titan Master.
Yeah, that would work. And while we're at it, let's re-release Reveal the Shield Wind Charger, just because.
Yeah, I only ended up having like 5 of them.
Well, I mean, it's just, you know, with that gears being so hard to find, it seems like that would be a good case filler if they needed an easy case filler. Plus, they would get more use out of that mold.
I think more likely at this point, if they were going to release a Gears, they would just retool it off the brawn that's coming out.
That makes sense.
Yeah, you're right.
I want Outback.
I want Outback first. I was just going to say that's more important to me. But if they were going to do a Gears, that's probably where it would come from.
So would his Titan Master be Bloomin' Onion?
Oh God! So, just a request from the chat from Brandon. He asked us to talk about the reissue for Masterpiece, Optimus and Soundwave in the cassettes. So those are being reissued. Optimus
and
is what?
Starscream.
This is the third production run on Optimus.
Optimus
Prime
is what, 210, I think, something like that.
$220
for MP. The MP
for MP10. Yeah.
Holy crap!
What did that cost when it first came out?
$120
in the U.S.
What was the yen price?
I don't remember. I remember it was $200 or so, like at BotCon that year, maybe $250.
$225, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the yen price on it was around like, I want to say like 16,000 or close to that. I think it was the most expensive Masterpiece up to that point.
And Soundwave is what, $160, something like that. I thought.
Not sure on Soundwave's price.
But that just includes. Does that? I haven't.
That's just Laserbeak.
Yeah, that's not
just Laserbeak.
The cassettes are being reissued in 2-packs as well, and they're $45 per 2-pack, I think. Geez. So you get Ravage and Rumble and Buzzsaw and Frenzy.
How much does a Sound Blaster go for now? Any idea? Let's check Amazon.co.gp.
I don't think that would be on there because that was an eHobby exclusive.
Dang it. Was it?
Yeah.
That was... Oh, crap. Okay. I searched for Sound Blaster and it pulls up a lot of sound cards and audio devices. Like, not even a Transformer. Not a single Transformer comes
up. I forgot
up.
That was a brand name in sound cards.
Yeah, creative stuff. I'm surprised they still use that brand.
Well, you know, heck, Brian, there's, you know... Tired.
It's okay, Don. You've got sinuses that kind of stops up the work. You'll get there eventually.
I was up till 2:30. My brain doesn't work either. I get it.
Yeah, because there's on eBay. You know, there's the Toys R Us Soundwave with the 5 cassettes. Just I see one at random with the cassettes for $250. And if you bought the Soundwave reissue and all the cassettes individually, you're well over that right there.
And Don, thank you again for picking that Soundwave up for me at Toys R Us all those years ago.
No problem. I'm always glad to help. Always glad to help.
Looks like here's one Sound Blaster from Hong Kong going for $150. I just really want it for Rat Bat. $103. Ooh, $103.
I mean, if you just want the Rat Bat, you might as well get the Collector's Club Ninja Forest G.I. Joe crossover set.
But it's got this bright color.
He's in comic colors, but it still looks good.
Yeah. I forgot that was coming out. I would very gladly take that comic colors Masterpiece Rat Bat. And if anybody out there wants to split up one of those Ninja Forest sets, talk to me on Twitter. We'll try to make a deal.
At ChrisRTXV.
Like, if they don't know how to find me already, I mean, that's their problem.
Did we mention that reissue Starscream was the Coronation set, if anybody cares?
Yeah, that's among this batch of Masterpiece reissues.
Interesting. Yeah.
Well, okay, how many are they reissuing? Because I have not seen this today since I got off work.
I didn't pay a lot of attention to it, but I think it's just them.
Yeah, it's just the three.
Just the older Decepticon.
Oh, okay.
They're reissuing the original Masterpiece Megatron. No, they're not.
You know, if that came out in safety Megatron colors,
I'd buy it.
$99
I'd buy
it. In safety Megatron colors, yeah.
Release it as Megaplex.
Oh yeah. Actually, I mean, there's already like an official Megaplex color in that mold. Anyway, I mean, you basically it just takes the internals. You make the leg blue instead of red.
You know what they should do? Release it in these colors.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah,
I've got that. That's a nice toy.
Mm-hmm. What is it? What was it, Chris?
It's the
Hero Megatron
G2 G2 tank Megatron United. From United.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. What else we got? Robots in the Skies, Combiner Force, Legion class, in hand photos, a Spring Load, and Starscream. Our buddy Paul. Last week, he mentioned that he found these. Now we have photos that Paul took, and here they are.
I'm still trying to find Warrior Class Bisk. I haven't had any luck with him.
He's great. Go to Walmart. That's where I got mine. Next time you've gone, I know you never ever are hardly at a Walmart, but whenever you go,
it's difficult to get to mine. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm trying to go through the photos, but. Yeah, I like that. I would consider getting it. Okay, so
I'm not really into the Legion class stuff, but I mean, probably the only way to get a decent spring load.
Yeah. Let's see. Is that it? Hey, guess what? Thank you, Amazon. Go to tfradio.net/FortMax, all lowercase, and you can get Fortress Maximus for $105. That's ridiculous. Shipped. Let's see here. Let me Fort Max. Let's see here. Is that available same day? I can get it free shipping by Friday if I wanted this, but I already have it. $105. TFRadio.net/FortMax, or you can go to TFRadio.net/Amazon and order, like, just bookmark that. Make that your bookmark. Tell your friends. Say, hey, if you're going to get me something for Christmas, just go to get it at TFRadio.net/Amazon. That'd be pretty awesome. Also, let's see here. What else do we have? Computron is, what, $64 right now?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, really?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Man.
$64. That's at tfradio.net/Computron. Again, Computron. And it's capital C, Utron. Computron. $64. $64.02. And again, free shipping. Ridiculous. That's awesome.
Good deals.
Yeah, I mean, holidays are coming up. You have Transformers fans in your life, hopefully. Get them this. Get it through Amazon. tfradio.net/Amazon. We would appreciate it. Anything else? Bruticus, you said? Bruticus? He's a big bad dude.
$65.
Let's see here. Gosh, $65. Dang.
If only it had the right faction symbols.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still worth it. Diecast and I were talking earlier this week, and I failed to do it because I had no free time yesterday. But we try to do our, when we remember to do it, our holiday buying guide, and I'll be putting that together this week. Again, I mean, the holidays, Christmas and everything, it's a month away. And also, as the Black Friday ads come out, we really need to cover that because I'm all about Black Friday shopping. I love shopping Black Friday.
You know, there's going to be a new 3DS bundle coming out
$100
Black Friday. Yeah, $100.
That's crazy.
Really good deal.
And it's the 3DS, not the 2DS.
Yeah, it's the new 3DS.
What's I didn't realize it's the new one. What's the difference with the new one? What does it do differently?
Nobody knows.
Okay.
But it's the capital N new 3DS, the redone hardware.
Is this going to be Nintendo's last dedicated portable console? Do you think? Unless the
John, what do you think? You're the video game podcast guy. What's the new Soundwave take on the new 3DS?
He's not there.
Thanks, John. I knew I could count on you.
Yeah. Is the NX the name of it, or is that the code name? I've already forgot. Oh, the Switch. I'm actually excited about the Switch. I like the Wii U for the most part, except for the fact that it seemed limp because you had this portable system that you couldn't take out of your house. But once they got rid of that and you can take it anywhere, that's perfect. I love that idea. So we'll see. We'll see. Okay, third-party news this week. Iron Factory's Lord Scorpion, an official Scorponok video review. It is... Do we have a screen cap out of that?
There's a screen cap attached to the article. The notable thing about this is actually getting a size reference with something you might have. In this case, Titan Return.
It's smaller
disappointingly small.
It's smaller than I expected.
I canceled my pre-order.
That's what she said.
Yes, she canceled.
You probably have
too.
Heard that one. Yeah.
since I'm not on video, I'm just shaking my head here and sighing. So.
Yeah, it's small. It's pretty, but it's small.
The styling of it is very nice. If it was 30% bigger, I would be very happy with
it. I was expecting it to be closer to Hulky size, to be honest.
Well, remember, the solicitations sent out through the retailers were 18 centimeters height, which would be like 7 inches.
Yeah, I don't do the conversion.
This is not.
Yeah.
No, what I'm hoping for is Weijing or one of those other outfits. Yeah, do an upscale knockoff of it at basically the same quality.
Yeah, well, and you know, having the Weijing Evasion Mode Optimus in a leader class format, there's a lot of good materials in that. There's some diecast added, plus they added some parts to help clean up the transformation. Because I think everybody who has Evasion Mode Prime, it's the arms. The arms has always been a problem on that Evasion Mode, but it's still a slight problem even on this leader class one, but you now have room to actually move some stuff around to make it easier. So if they do an upscale, that would definitely be a plus.
You know, I feel bad saying this, but I don't want to be the guy that supports, you know, I don't want to buy the real version of this, but I'll totally buy the knockoff that's cheaper and bigger or whatever. But in this case, that's basically the only way I'd be happy with this is to get an upsized one.
Yeah, because, you know, some characters you want to have them represented in the size that they're supposed to be, or at least with other toys of the same scale, you kind of want that, you know.
Like the Marvel Comics taught me to be able to take Scorponok as not being, you know, Fortress Maximus's equal in size. But at the same time, he needs to be bigger than Mindwipe.
He's Fortress Maximus's equal in size in the comic.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, you know, he's normal dude size. He's not.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. So I hope they get. I hope like Weijing or somebody, whoever. I guess Weijing's the retailer, but whoever does. Are they the retailer? Or are they the people that do
it?
I don't actually know. So I hope I would like somebody to get this and scale it up to about 4 feet.
So basically
I'll just take healthy Voyager size. Thanks.
I mean, yes. I have that the big vinyl one already. So I'm pretty. I don't.
Oh yeah, the gigantic action Scorponok.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy with that, honestly. Especially considering I got it for $75. But yeah. So, gosh, do I dare try to show the video? Here he is, up there on the shelf. Okay.
Oh, you have that up on a shelf?
Yeah. It's
can't weigh that much. It's mostly hollow.
He's very stable. Now the video, very awkwardly, slowly doing this. This is terrible. Okay.
Good TV, Brian.
Good TV. This isn't TV. This is fake TV.
Well, it could be with that whole Roku thing you've been talking about.
Yeah, here in about a month. Oh, wait. Okay. Great TV. Now cutting top of my head off. God, I shouldn't have done that. There we go.
See, okay. This is why you need the second webcam, because you could have been adjusting that off stream and just switch over to that feed.
That would have been too hard. Too hard. Just easier to do what I did. Totally easier. Actually, to describe it, I need 3 webcams then for that. I like your thought. I like that. I'm going to do that. 3 webcams. So,
how many webcams can you possibly plug into your computer at once?
I've got plenty of USB ports left on the computer. Plus, I have two, whatever they're called. Brain's still not working.
Get a bunch of webcams and situate them all around your office there, and just have it set up where it randomly cycles through them during the course of the show.
Yeah, thankfully, unlike JD, I do wear pants during this, so I miss JD. Let's see here. Anything else?
Not much in third party this week.
Yeah. So, Chris, you're Rob this week. What's on T-Formers?
Well, Rob does have a photo gallery of the Walgreens exclusive Brainstorm, which he made sure to note basically is impossible to photograph in its exact correct colors.
Interesting.
Cameras have a problem with like teals and purples. And there's a lot of teal on this Brainstorm, so it's kind of hard to get the camera to settle in on the right shade. I have a photo gallery up of Legends Gnaw, which I really like that. It's a little bit limited as a robot, but who cares? It's a perfectly accurate little Sharktacon.
No, nobody's buying it for the robot. It's they want the little shark goblin thingy.
Yeah.
I've been calling it a tooth goblin, but yeah. I also have a Beast Wars retro review of Ultra Optimus Primal, which I describe as the original masterpiece, because that's a damn fine toy. So there's a video and photos of that. Jay from TNI also sent us a review of Masterpiece Thrust, video and photos of that too, which you can find on T-Formers. And finally, we have a new image of Unite Warriors Megatronia, which I only mention here because I'm annoyingly getting more and more tempted by that with every new picture that comes out.
It is pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see here. On the network this week, we have Superhero Time presents that one episode of Star Trek, Our Man Bashir.
Yes, we are starting our Holodeck Misadventures month with Star Trek Deep Space Nine's love letter to James Bond.
It's pretty awesome.
Starring Julian Bashir and his favorite Bashir girl, Garrick.
We also have Take Four Wrestling episode 14. We talk JT Hogg and I talk about SummerSlam 2013. Get the Skinny episode 50. John and I talk about a lot of stuff, including Halloween, new sizes of Big Macs soon to be available, Ecto Cooler's demise, all sorts of fun stuff. There is the RFC minicast, which is the never mind. Your audio is like you're heavy breathing on the thing. I don't know why.
Because his microphone's out of position.
Ah, sorry.
Problem I have. That's why mine ends up like between these two places.
I wait now to tell him at the end of the show.
Yeah, I think it was the tease for Get the Skinny got him hot and
hot,
heavy.
Hot and bothered.
Lathered
so,
up.
So, oh, I love Get the Skinny. I love Get the Skinny so much. Tell me about chocolate bars. Oh, God, I love chocolate bars. Sorry. Go ahead, Don.
No, it's just a Big Mac. It's not like you're going to Hardee's or something. So, it's just a Big Mac.
Let's see here.
You would be heavy breathing after eating something at Hardee's because that's got, like a pound of fat per burger.
That's true. RFC Minicast is part two of the third-party panel from TFCon. And Being Awesome with Rob Springer. Whoa.
Massey, over there, Don?
Massey, what are you doing?
Massey Butt, what are you got going on there? I don't know what you're doing, Massey Butt.
He knocked my parents' picture over.
Oh, I'm sorry, Don.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Something there. Kronos, I mean, that's one for the cat therapist.
This weekend, Being Awesome with Rob Springer, Rob fights, I'm just reading what he sent me. Rob fights off a fly while talking of Titan's Return, Cyborg Beasts, the core set, cyborg beast core sets, and holy grails. Then in parentheses, not that hairy cup Indiana Jones found.
Is there gonna be like Max B and Hellscream in the core now, or
I don't know.
How is the cyborg beast thing working?
That'd be great. Let's see here, and that is it. Don and I were talking about the new show that we're gonna be doing soonish. You might need to know our phone number for that. So put this in your phone so you can call us, or you can also text us And we can read
or
text.
If you use Google Voice, you can add it to your Google Voice phone book.
Or if you have a phone book, you can jot it down in the back of the phone book to use for your, you know, for your letter.
That's awesome. 931-99-GOBOT. That's 931-994-6268. You can call us, leave us a voicemail. We might play it. You can send us a text. We might read it. Don't text us any images because they won't come through. So, actually, seriously.
Also, because we're afraid.
No, because of Google Voice, they don't come through.
But we're also afraid.
We're also afraid. But 931-99-GOBOT. Don?
Yep. And also, if you missed out on the chance to win the Brainstorm, there will be another chance. I was able to pick up a second Titans Return Brainstorm from my local Walgreens, and that will be part of the inaugural show's promotion.
We'll figure out when that show actually launches.
Yeah. So when will then be now? Soon.
Yeah, I've got to buy a piece of hardware to make this work. So it'll probably be closer to the end of the month when Amazon does the payout for November.
Yeah. But if you've got something you want to sell for the holidays or something, or you're looking for that one holy grail, just keep us in mind. And when we go live, call us up and we'll do what we can to get everybody connected with everybody else.
931-99-GOBOT. Okay, I guess that'll do it for that then. You can follow me on Twitter at BKilby. I'm on Instagram at Brian Kilby. You can follow us at TF Radio on Twitter, on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio, and on Instagram, which I've been using lately, at TF Podcast. Chris, if you want to get a hold of him about splitting up that Ninja Force set, he is at ChrisRTXV.
Also, you can find reviews and photo galleries from me and Rob Clay on tformers.com and the tformers YouTube channel, which I'm told is tformers TV.
Cool.
I don't actually understand this YouTube thing at all.
Matt, you post stuff to YouTube all the time, though. Like, you have your show for Minecraft.
Yes, and you see the number of views. I don't understand this at all.
Well, there you go. Matt, of course, is on Twitter now, and he has a huge following, and he is a people love following Matt. Matt's a great follow. So, Matt, how do people get a hold of you on Twitter?
At Melvar, which is with 3 L's and 2 R's.
How happy are you?
And
go ahead.
And I promise to cut back on the political tweets now that the election is over. I'm so sorry.
So, how happy are you to be on Twitter?
Eh.
Do you hate it?
Is it
as bad as you thought it would be before Kilby forced you?
No. But I was still forced, so I'm still
hesitant. You weren't forced. I could have still tweeted for you.
Yeah, I mean, you had the option to have a social media manager handle your account for you.
But that would have been
some asshole.
Yeah. Yeah, it would have been. It was awesome.
I mean, that's not quite as good as if I was your social media manager, but it would have been, you know, similar.
Yeah, but does he really need his entire media to be your mom jokes?
Realistically, you could just cross-tweet your stuff to his account, and it wouldn't be much different.
I know we've made that joke before.
Yeah, I know. I'm stealing it.
Yeah.
Diecast.
Yes, please subscribe to my YouTube channel, RC Reviews, and you can follow me on Twitter at Diecast2, and you can like me on Facebook. Is that what it is?
Sure. Why not?
Likes on Facebook, follows or favorites on Twitter, I think. No, it's likes on Twitter now, too, because they change it from a star to a heart.
Yeah.
This is really confusing.
Yeah, it's.
But you like a tweet, not a person.
Do whatever social media gimmick thing that the platform supports, and that'll be fine.
Yeah, do that social media thing on Facebook at at Diecast Reviews by Diecast.
Reviews by Diecast, yeah. And don't forget NJCC.
Yeah, NJCC on Sunday. It's going to be a good time, Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
Awesome. Donald.
I can be reached at Massey Servant. No, I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4EVR. I can also – well, that's actually about as much as you can find. That's pretty much it. So, yeah.
That's it. And John.
That John D on Twitter.
Awesome. Well, I guess
hey, John,
Go ahead, Don.
Sorry, I just want to. Hey, John, if you can get your hands on a mini NES, are you going to do a review for it?
You know, for New Soundwave.
Yeah, I'm thinking like, for what? What show would I possibly
New Soundwave?
Man,
yeah, that video game podcast that we told you to bring back.
Let's see, how long
it's
is it?
Not impossible.
It's only been 3 years since we posted an episode of that.
I mean,
basically, lost Peter.
We could review 30 games. That's 30 episodes of New Soundwave.
Yeah, there you go. I want to be part of that Ice Climber review.
When Pokemon Sun and Moon come out, I can totally talk about that.
Well, that's what, next week or something?
10 days, I think.
Yeah, okay.
9 days, yeah. The 18th.
Okay.
New Soundwave is a fun show.
I mean, we always enjoyed doing it. I understand why John might not have enjoyed producing it.
He spent all the time doing that video, the awesome video. The video was great for that.
Yeah, I loved the video production on that.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So I didn't have to do the work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that'll do it for this week. We'll be back next week, but we won't be back the week after that. We'll be taking that week off.
To make our numbers match.
Yeah, to make our numbers match. Nobody wants to listen to us on Thanksgiving, but we should have...
Somebody probably does, and we respect that, but at the same time, we need to make our numbers round out.
We'll have like 495 episodes you can go back and listen to, plus all sorts of other stuff.
Pretty much, yeah.
I think when it boils down to it, like we've posted and produced over like 1,000 podcasts over the years, so there's stuff at tfradio.net.
For all the various brands, yeah.
Yeah. Well, John just went away. I was going to ask him what he thought the mini. I think we're going to do a mini cast that week, and we'll just post that. But we don't know what the topic is yet. So,
there's a few potential topics we haven't gotten to yet from a list he sent in the group. So,
yeah, and we lost Matt. So we'll see you later. Have a good one.
Bye, Matt.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you. Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers Internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend free since 1999.